This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Gunfire and clashes continue to take place in Beirut on Thursday following protests by the militant group Hezbollah and its allies against the lead judge probing last year's massive blast in the city's port. Lebanon's interior minister says 5 people were killed and 16 injured. He told reporters many of those injured were shot by snipers from buildings and called the events, quote, a very dangerous sign. The exchanges of fire involving snipers, pistols, and rocket-propelled grenades were a serious escalation of tension over the domestic probe and the worst armed clashes since 2008 when Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran, briefly overran parts of Beirut. Police in Norway said Thursday a Danish man suspected of a bow and arrow attack in a small Norwegian town that killed 5 people is a Muslim convert who was previously flagged as having been radicalized. Norway's National Security Agency said the suspect's actions, quote, currently appear to be an act of terrorism. The man is suspected of having shot at people in several locations on Wednesday evening. Police say several of the victims were in a supermarket. Norway's domestic security agency cited various aspects of the attack that also wounded 2 people in explaining its belief the suspect's actions currently appear to be an act of terrorism. The agency said that, quote, the most probable scenario of an extremely Islamist terrorist attack in Norway is an attack carried out by one or few perpetrators with simple weapon types against targets with few or no security measures. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. China will send 3 astronauts to an unfinished space station early on Saturday, including the first female crew member to visit the station, where they are due to stay for 6 months. It will be the second of 4 planned crew missions to the station, which is due to be completed by the end of next year. China began construction of what will be its first permanent space station in April with the launch of the first and largest of the station's 3 modules. It's slightly bigger than a city bus and will be the living quarters once the space station is completed. A 3-person crew on the previous mission stayed for 90 days from June to September. Oxfam and Development Finance International warned Thursday that West African governments risk creating the, quote, worst economic crisis in decades by slashing public spending because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The NGO said in a report that 14 out of 16 countries in the poor region are planning budget cuts, urging them to tax the wealthiest citizens and corporations in order to make up for shortfalls. According to official records, West Africa has suffered far lower COVID-19 infections than the West, but the pandemic has still had a devastating economic impact. West Africa is home to some of the poorest countries in the world, with several, such as Mali and Niger, battling brutal jihadist insurgencies. The roadside spectator who caused a massive pileup during the first stage of the Tour de France in June goes on trial Thursday in what a riders' union said it hopes will raise awareness over safety risks in cycling races. The French woman, who has not been named, sent one cyclist tumbling with dozens more falling to the ground because of a large cardboard sign she was holding at a television camera facing away from the cyclist. The young woman, whom a prosecutor said felt ashamed of what she did, is accused of involuntarily causing injury and putting the life of others at risk and faces a fine and potentially a jail sentence. And Pakistan International Airlines suspended flights to the Afghan capital Kabul on Thursday after what it called heavy-handed interference by Taliban authorities, including arbitrary rule changes and intimidation of staff. The suspension came as the Taliban government ordered the airline, the only international company operating regularly out of Kabul, to cut ticket prices to levels seen before the fall of the Western-backed Afghan government in August. Earlier, the Taliban warned PIA and Afghan carrier Cam Air their Afghan operations risk being blocked unless they agreed to cut ticket prices. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.